Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. We exalt you and we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would just give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So, my friends, did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to do our best to expound verses 7 through 16. And allow me to go ahead and situate the screen for us, for your viewing. I've entitled this evening's message, Love is of God. Love is of God. And so we're going to do our best to expound verses 7 through 16 in 1 John chapter 4. And so, with that said, let's go. Here we go. Verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might, what? Live through Him. Praise God. Praise God. Verse 10. In this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Key verse right there. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. Verse 13. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He is in us. Why? Because He has given us His Spirit, capital S. He has given us the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Verse 14 through 16. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Verse 15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Praise God. Praise God. So let's break this down. We're going to look at verses 7 and 8 right here. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. He's the epitome of love, saints. And so, you see, John repeated his call to the Christians to continue to love one another. You see, my friends, God is the source of all love, all love. Therefore, love comes from God. The Lord Jesus Christ sent from God the Father, embodied love, and demonstrated that love, praise God, in his life on this earth and also on the cross. And such love does not come naturally for humans. Oh no, because we have a what? Sinful nature. We are not born with it, saints of God, neither can we learn it. Believers receive God's love only, and I mean this, only through the power of the Holy Spirit. The phrase, anyone who loves is born of God, does not trivialize the relationship with God as given to anyone who simply knows how to love. Only those who have experienced the new birth are able to have the love described here, saints of God. Those who have received this gift are endowed with the nature of God and thereby become partakers of the divine love only God can give. You see, my friends, love for fellow Christians provides proof of spiritual birth and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In addition, saints, John says, anyone who loves knows God. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that? And so, my friends, this speaks of an ongoing getting to know who God is, a continual growing. It's spiritual knowledge based on actual experience of God in the believers' lives. You see, my friends, it follows then that a person who does not love other Christians basically has never known God. Oh, that's right. And the Greek verb for know is the aorist tense, thereby indicating, saints of God, that this person not only doesn't know God now, but has never known him. Wow, wow. You see, the statement God is love ought not be, it's not supposed to be turned around to say love is God, or even watered down to God is loving, as if this were just one of God's attributes. Praise God, praise God. Rather, my friends, love is God's very essence. It is not one of God's many activities. Instead, saints, all of his activities are imbued with love. Imbued with love. And when he disciplines or teaches, for example, he does so with his love. Praise God. And conversely, saints of God, because he loves, he disciplines and teaches. Praise God. Why? Because he is love, and he can do nothing without love. Praise God. Praise God. And so, let's move on to our next verse, verse 9. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might, what? Live through him. Praise God, praise God. You and I are living through him. You see, my friends, believers, you and I, we must not only say that we love. Love must be shown by our actions. Can I get an amen? It's actions and deeds. I can say I love someone, but not even show it. And so we need to be the whole embodiment of the Lord Jesus Christ in our being, that's living in our being by faith. Praise God, praise God. You see, my friends, this also follows God's example, for he showed how much he loved us by sending his only begotten Son to die for you and I. And those who believe can have eternal life through him. Praise God. You and I, we've been born again, washed in the blood. Praise God. Through a heart of repentance. And then we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now we're heaven bound and a hell to shun. How many so blessed at home to know that? We are blessed people, saints of God. You need to know that. And Jesus is God's only Son. Praise God. He didn't have other children. He only had one Son to do one job. And that was to die for your sins and for mine. You see, my friends, all believers are sons and daughters of God, but only Jesus has this special, unique relationship with his Father. Praise God. Look what I found here in the book of John. Look at this. In John 1:18, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared. Praise God. Let me just pause here for a moment. We're saved by faith. And we walk in faith, not by sight. In other words, you and I have not physically met face to face the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet, by believing in his name, we got saved. That's all God is asking anyone on this earth, to have the faith the size of a mustard seed. And to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then God will just quicken us and draw us to the cross. Praise God. Praise God. That's all we need. It's faith the size of a mustard seed. Look what else. Very well-known Just so awesome scripture is John 3:16. We all know it by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave. Look what he did. He gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. You see, saints, the great proof of God's love, as well as the motive for our love, is that he sent his only begotten son, who is life, so that we could live through him. You and I are living through him right now. Praise God. God is using you. God is blessing you. God is lifting you. God gives you wisdom and knowledge and understanding of his word. He has enlightened you. He has given you ears to hear and eyes to see. He has given us his Holy Spirit to convict us every now and then when we sin, but to bring joy and tremendous joy from the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, when God is just igniting in your being, there's no other place to be than in his presence. Praise God. Praise God. So, let's move on to verse 10 of 1 John chapter 4. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins, meaning the substitute. Praise God. Praise God, saints. What a thing to know. You see, all of the different kinds of love, and there's so many types of love. Agape love is the truest form. Oh, that's right. It's the truest form. I want you to see this right up here. Look at this. In the Greek, it has four words to depict for four different kinds of love. Number one, there's eros for sexual passion. Two, for storge for family devotion. Three, philos for friendship. And four, agape for loving kindness. Praise God. And that's what God has for us. Unconditional love, loving kindness toward mankind that he would send his only one and begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, saints, the fourth word was used exclusively by John to characterize God's love. And what it does, saints, it speaks of compassion, regard, kindness, and unselfishness. This kind of love motivated God to send his son to the world to die for undeserving sinners like you and I. And that kind of love is real love. When he died on that cross, he could have cursed. He could have jumped down. He could have called a legion of angels and destroyed all mankind. But he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Wow. Wow, that's love that you and I will truly never comprehend on this side of eternity. When we get to heaven and when we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face, we will know without a shadow of a doubt that type of love that he has had for you and I, an everlasting love. Hallelujah. And saints of God, and it's not that we love God, but that he loved us. Let me just say this. Before we got saved, we were living in our BC years and witnessing you, sharing Jesus with you. Oh, many times that has happened to me. I didn't have ears to hear and eyes to see. I shunned them. God was a million miles away. But that did not take away that God still loved me. Even in my sin, even in your sin, God still loved you. In his perfect time, his appointed time, he drew you and I to the cross, and it was by faith. He gave us ears to hear and eyes to see. You see, my friends, the love relationship was initiated by God. And people had nothing to do with it. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? It was God who initiated. It was God who quickened us. It was God who touched us. It was God, hallelujah, bringing us back to life when we were all spiritually dead. Wow, wow. And so, saints of God, how could we, and all the people who were totally dead to God, dead in trespasses and sins, how could we come alive? By the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Look what I found in the book of Ephesians up here. Look at this. In Ephesians 2, 1 through 6, look at this. And you, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. There it is. We were dead in our sinfulness. Look at verse 2. In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. That spirit is still here. Look at this in verse 3. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of mind. And we were by nature children of wrath, just as others. We still have the form. But God, say that with mercy, because of his great love, which he loved us. Look at this. When dead in trespasses, made us alive together. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Wow. Wow. You see, my friends, he loved us even though we were totally unworthy of his love. He loved us so much that he sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Praise God. Praise God. And my friends, by removing sin, God removed the barrier between him and us, his people, so that he could, hallelujah, he could live within his people and they could live within him. Praise God. Praise God. Look what I found in the book of Romans here. In Romans chapter 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, remember faith, we needed to have a mustard seed of faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and we rejoice of the glory of God. Praise God, praise God. Look what else I found in Ephesians 2, 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Remember, there was a gulf there, enmity. Look at verse 15. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in the ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the tomb, thus making peace. Praise God. Look at this. In verse 16 and 18. And he might reconcile. Look at this. Reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Jesus did it on the cross for you and I, saints. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Praise God. Praise God. So let's move on to verse 11 in 1 John chapter 4. And it reads, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to what? Love one another. Praise God. This is not an option, saints. This is a commandment. You see, God's supreme love is the motive of every believer's love for each other. And because believers are born of God, you and I, saints of God, should resemble our Father who is love. And as you and I grow in appreciation of God's love for them all, and our love for Him and for one another, Christians will grow. We will grow leaps and bounds in the love of God. You see, my friends, the way God loves people sacrificially, unselfishly, completely provides the example for how believers should love each other. Praise God. Praise God, saints. And so, we're going to move on to verse 12 in 1 John chapter 4. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, look what it says. God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. Praise God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, saints, no one has ever seen God. Reiterates what John wrote in the prologue to his gospel, which recalls what God said to Moses as well. Oh, that's right. Look what I found in John 1:18. No one has seen God at any time. And the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared. So we read that scripture just a few moments ago, but I need to share it one more time. But also, look at this. I found this in Exodus 33:20. But He said, "You cannot see My face, for no man shall see Me and live." Saints of God, if we were to stand in our body of flesh in front of God Almighty, we would disintegrate. Why? Because the glory, His glory, His brightness is way beyond the brightness of the sun. And so this is why we need the glorified bodies like His, like Jesus, so we can stand before Almighty God and not disintegrate. Praise God. And those are the new bodies that God has promised each believer. Praise God. How many so blessed to know that we're not going to be in this body of flesh forever? Praise God. You see, going back to Moses, he wanted to see God's glory. But he was not allowed because, as God explained, no human can see God and live. Wow. Wow. And let me just say this, saints. If no one has ever seen God, then how can people ever know Him? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Well, it's because of God, because of Christ. Christ's sacrifice, the Holy Spirit, can enter into the believer's lives by faith. You see, saints, through the Holy Spirit, God lives inside of us Christians, born again. Not just someone that professes to be saved. I'm talking about the true born-again believer. You see, my friends, God can be seen through believers as they love each other. That's right. We got to love one another. Can I get amen? And with the Holy Spirit within each believer's life, Christians can love one another by the power, by the anointing of God. And my friends, our love reveals that God Himself is present and that you and I are partakers of the divine nature. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Look what else I found here in 2 Peter chapter 1, 3 through 8. Look at this. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Look at this. By which have been given to us the corruption that is in the but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Man, that sums it up in a nutshell, doesn't it? You see, saints, believers' love for God grows stronger when you and I see its results in our loving actions toward each other. Praise God, praise God. And as our love develops toward maturity and completeness, His love is brought to full expression through His people, you and I. And when believers love one another, saints of God, the invisible God reveals Himself to others through them, and His love is made complete. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So let's move on to verse 13 of 1 John chapter 4. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He is in us, because He has given us what? His Spirit, His Holy Spirit. Praise God. There's no excuse once you've been born again. Praise God. And after Jesus' resurrection, saints, believers could live in Him. That is God, because God has given us His Holy Spirit by faith. Praise God. And according to John, the disciples would begin to experience what meant to live in God. Praise God. And have God live in them once Christ sent them the Holy Spirit, and how He sent us the Holy Spirit when we cried out to receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Look what I found in John 14. Look at this. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. Well, that was written in the New Testament 2,000 years ago. And saints of God, He's in us now. And I will not leave you orphans. I will want come to you. Look at this. A little while longer, the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live. And you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Wow. Wow. You see, saints, thereafter, the born-again believers would know that the Son is in the Father, and that they are in the Son, and the Son is in them by faith. Ooh, when I got filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, the corners of my mouth were pinned to my ears, and it was joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, that's right. God drove out the darkness and ignited His light. You see, my friends, when people become Christians, they receive the Holy Spirit by faith. God's presence is in their lives, is proof that they really belong to Him. Praise God. Oh, that's right. So, let's move on to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 14. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Savior of the world. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, in addition to the gift of the Holy Spirit to all believers, another way believers can trust in this relationship with God is that the message came from those who had seen with their own eyes and now testify that the Father sent His Son to be the Savior of this world. Praise God. And we refers to the apostles and other eyewitnesses of Christ's life on earth. You see, my friends, they were appointed by Christ to testify to others about their firsthand eyewitness experiences. Praise God. And guess what? Soon and very soon, you and I are going to see Him face to face in our brand new glorified bodies. And so therefore, my friends, Christians have two proofs of God's love for them. Oh, that's right. Let's look at this. The indwelling presence of God's Spirit and the eyewitness testimonies of the apostles and those who knew the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. And so let's move on to verse 15 of 1 John chapter 4. And it reads, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God. God abides in him, and he in God. Praise God. Praise God. What a blessing to know that, saints. You see, when people proclaim that Jesus is the Son of God, they are declaring their belief that Jesus is God's one and only Son who came to earth as a human being. He was 100% man and 100% God at the same time. He was the God-man, praise God, who died on a cross, rose again, and returned to heaven. And also, they also believe that his death on the cross won forgiveness for sin. Praise God. And yes, he did. He cleansed you and I from all of our sins, past, present, and even the future account. You see, my friends, Jesus Christ is not a mere human being, nor is he one among many deities. Don't believe that. That's heresy. You see, my friends, people who believe that this about Jesus have God living in them and that they live in God is a true believer. This mutual sense of God indwelling experience by the Father and Son is a special privilege for all believers. Praise God. Look what I found in John here, in John 10:38. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know, and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this next verse in John 14. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, you I do not speak in my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me, what? Does the work. Praise God. Praise God. Look what else I found in John. John 17, 21. That they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that you sent me. Praise God. Praise God. Look at this in verse 21 of John 17. That they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That they also may be one in us. That the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. Praise God. Praise God. So, we're coming in to our last... Oh, look at this. Let me finish this off. Praise God. Verse 23, 24. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given to me. Look at this. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. Praise God. Praise God. We are one with Christ now, saints. And so, now we're coming into our last verse of scripture, found in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And it reads, and we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't it a blessing to know that, saints? You see, this time, we refers to John and his readers rather than just the apostles. It's you and I. We are saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. You see, these believers know by experience how much God loves them, and that they have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And note the intimate connection of knowledge and faith. Praise God. Believers know that God loves them, and he shows his love in so many ways, saints of God. And as you and I trust in this love, and live in it, day by day, they come to understand. You come to understand. We come to understand. I come to understand that God is love. And all who live in love, live in God. Praise God. And God lives in them. You see, my friends, it's one thing to know and believe in God's love. It's quite another to actually appropriate God's love into a person's life so that that person lives in love. Wow. You see, saints, because God is love, His people ought to be experiencing His transcendent and glorious love. On what? On a daily basis, because He lives in them. He lives in me. He lives in you. Saints, we're living in perilous times, and Jesus is coming soon. People need to see that there is only one true loving God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to let people know that Jesus is coming soon to remove His church, and then God's going to pour out His wrath. We're seeing right now birth pains around the world, wars, rumors of wars. I preached that sermon last week. Radical times requires radical measures. Go back to the archives and listen to that message. But saints, Jesus is coming soon, and He's coming soon pretty quickly. Oh, that's right. He's coming soon. And you and I, saints of God, we must be ready. How many of you believe that we need to be ready? We need to be ready for His return. You see, for 34 years, I've been walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, and not one day have I regretted it. He's been good to me. He's been loving me. Yes. Have I been living a perfect life? No. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But it takes a loving God, a powerful God, the grace of God, the mercy of God to save someone like me and to save someone like you. And so we owe God a debt that we cannot pay. And so all we can do is praise Him and glorify Him and magnify Him and continue to love Him with our whole heart, soul, and mind. Maybe you're logged in for the first or second time. Maybe you don't know who Jesus is. I don't know who you are, but God does. And I'm going to give you an invitation right now to receive His love. His love is good. His love is awesome. His love is pure love. His love surpasses all understanding. And His peace He will give you. If you're a restless soul, He'll give you a peace that you cannot comprehend on this side of eternity. If that's you, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that God would truly save you and you will truly understand for yourself the true love of God, where He has done a great work. And most of us that are watching, people around the world that are truly His, including myself. So if that's you, with me and pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise and glory. Somebody got saved. Listen, down below is our banner. Won't you log on? Our number, our phone number is there, our email. We want to reach out to you, praying with you. We want to put a Bible in your hand. We want to see you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And we are so mighty, mighty, mighty thankful for each and every one of you who bless this ministry. And I'm going to give you an opportunity right now. If you feel led by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would send Amazing Grace a blessing. It allows us to continue to preach the gospel by faith. And here it is right here. Just use your phone, scan the QR code, and send a blessing to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Why? Because donations are deeply appreciated. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So, my friends, I'm here to let you know that this Sunday is going to be our last Sunday at Sweetwater Community Church. And I told the whole body there, next Sunday we're gonna be thankful. I want to hear people's testimonies. I just want to just be thankful for Sweetwater for allowing us to be there for 3 years, and now we're moving on. Praise God, praise God. And so I'm looking forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And so on behalf of Sister Yolanda and the Amazing Grace family, I send you this benediction, and it goes, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom, His peace, in Jesus' name. And so, my friends, we love you. God bless you. And we look forward to seeing you this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Bye-bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.